Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Lots of sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 49. Easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance of rain tonight, lows level off around 30, overcast. Mixed precipitation likely changing to all rain tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 45, overcast. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 27.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Egg prices continue to climb across the state of Kansas, and some are asking why. As KSNT News reports, according to a Kansas economy professor, he says that due to inflation, going to cage-free egg production, along with the avian flu in the state, have all driven the prices of eggs to a high record level. It's according to the latest report from the Kansas Department of Agriculture. They say that they have confirmed the presence of the bird flu in different domestic flocks of birds within the state of Kansas that has led to the removal of many of those flocks. At the same time, according to Glenn Tonsor, Kansas State University professor of economics, he says the egg industry has had a history of dealing with disease challenges, not just at what we've seen within the last 60 days, but we've been here before, and prices should be dropping soon. In other news, the Kansas State Treasurer's Office says that there is roughly $600 million worth of unclaimed property in the state. And if you would like to see if you have a piece of that pie, you can go to the Treasurer's website.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Your home for all the latest in Kansas, regional, and national agricultural news is the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck. Join me daily for the latest ag news, statewide weather, and hourly commodity market updates. Also join agriculture radio legend Larry Steckline both Tuesdays and Fridays for a deep dive into the world of agriculture with the Steckline Report. The Mid-America Ag Network has been a seven-state region trusted source for everything in the world of agriculture for 20 years. So join us daily through our many great affiliates on the Mid-America Ag Network.
The Kansas Association of School Psychologists have been working with state legislators in Topeka after hosting a school mental health advocacy day last week with advocacy groups like Headquarters Kansas said that they've been discussing unique services to try and help pair teens with similar aged peers in trying to battle mental health issues in the state.
With school psychologists, school nurses, school counselors all being around, we thought it was a great way for us to provide that resource. Kids might not be as comfortable talking to an adult as they are with a peer their own age or close to their own age, so we think that they're going to be more comfortable opening up.
That audio from KSNT News, where they say they are working with state legislators to craft a bill regarding the issue. Governor Kelly also made a speech at the event last week that was being held. Legislators say they have been focusing more so on mental health issues, and especially for the young generation in the state of Kansas, with the building of new mental health services and buildings in the state. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, child and civil rights advocates across the state of Nebraska have been working against many members of the state legislature, along with pushing back against Governor Jim Pillen, as they say they have been protesting a new law proposal that would give prosecutors and judges new authority to be able to put Kansans as young as 11 years old into detention facilities and let them be charged with certain adult crimes by the age of 12 as adults. As according to State Senator Merv Reap of the Ralston area, officially introduced introducing Legislative Bill 556 last week, saying that at the request of the governor and urging the Douglas County attorney to approve the bill as well, as the opponents of the bill were led by Voices for Children in Nebraska, along with the ACLU of Nebraska and RISE, a nonprofit focused on prison and community reentry support, saying, quote, Legislative Bill 556 contemplates jailing and criminally prosecuting children who are still young enough to bring home a weekly spelling list. Mid-America Network News.
Enroll in Farm Bureau Financial Services Driveology, and you'll instantly save 10% on your auto insurance premium. Over time, your safe driving habits could earn you even bigger savings, up to 50%. Learn more and start saving with Driveology at fbfs.com/save. 10% savings applied at enrollment for select coverages. Future savings based on individual driving behaviors and varies by coverages selected. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and approved an extension through the end of May for demolition of a fire-damaged residence at 904 May. Consensus was to rebuild an engine on a 1999 dump truck and snowplow rather than purchase a replacement. The truck is otherwise sound. The repair could run $12,000 to $18,000. A party interested in leasing the former Kester House restaurant has come forward. Consensus was to continue conversation and negotiation with the prospect. A request for proposal for the property had previously been tabled by the council. Applications are being accepted through the end of February for a police chief after Matt Simpson left the job for a position in Topeka recently. Councilman Chris Schrader shared an email in favor of allowing backyard chicken flocks within city limits. The matter is on the agenda for the next Administrative and Finance Committee meeting. The mayor went on record pointing out that meters outside city limits would not be subject to a new stormwater assessment. Todd Fry also noted the passing of former Marysville Mayor Murdott, recognizing his past service. Martin Mishler introduced himself as recently appointed city attorney. He is from Sabetha, where he's been in private practice since 1991, currently with Luke Sunderland. He addressed council concerns regarding a charter ordinance relating to certain non-elected positions and to whom they would be responsible. The annual legislative forum in Marysville is set for Saturday, March 15th at Landall Lanes. State Senators Elaine Bowers and Craig Bowser and State Representative Lisa Mosier will be in attendance. Judy Schroller, age 81, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary, Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Judy Schroller. Remy E. Haverkamp, age 92, of Seneca, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Friday at noon at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church in Seneca. Burial in the Catholic Cemetery at Seneca. Rosary Thursday at 2 and 7 p.m. at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Remy Haverkamp. Merlin D. Murdott, age 94, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Private burial is planned at the Marysville City Cemetery with a visitation Friday, 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Murdott. Thomas R. Tom Harrison, age 83, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Kinsley's of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Tom Harrison. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu for today, pimento cheese sandwich, tomato soup, garden blend, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, a Polish dog, baked glaze, sauerkraut, peas and carrots, and fresh fruit. KNDY News Time, 7:12.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 50s, then partly cloudy with a slight chance for some rain showers overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Some rain showers may be possible on Thursday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, then rain showers become likely into Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. Some sunshine throughout Friday as well, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 40s. Then rain showers are possible throughout Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Some sunshine as we head into Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. And mostly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid 20s and lower 30s. Mostly sunny skies throughout the day on Sunday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Then staying mostly cloudy throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Mostly sunny skies throughout the day on Monday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s, then partly cloudy skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s, and more sunshine throughout the day Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late January, 41, record high on this date, 75. The average low, 19. The record low is 10 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:36. Sunset this evening at 5:44. 26 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 29th of January. It's Kansas Day. KNDY News time is 7:14.
What makes Tony's Meat Market in Marysville exceptional? It's you, the customer. The highest quality meat selection with prices that won't break the bank. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday and find yourself the perfect cut of beef, pork, or chicken. For all your grilling summer needs, special orders available, a drive-up window for your convenience, and a friend from the first visit. Swing by Tony's Meat Market on Highway 36 in Marysville and come see me, Tony, the Meat Man, and the rest of the crew and get your grilling party kicked off right.
Losing on multiple levels in Philly. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Sixers with a bit of a turnaround. They beat the Lakers 118-104, their third straight win, coming off a seven-game losing streak. Tyrese Maxey, 43 in the win. Lakers losing the game and Anthony Davis to an abdominal strain. Lakers had 22 turnovers in the loss, the James family responsible for half of them. LeBron had 8, Bronny had 3. Warriors didn't have Steph Curry, his knees were troublesome, but Golden State beats Utah 114-103. Blazers 125-112 over the Bucks. Giannis Antetokounmpo with 39 in the loss. Rockets 100-96 over the Hawks. Houston's fourth straight win, all by fewer than 5 points. NBA trade deadline is a week from tomorrow. There's the Jimmy Butler situation that continues to hover over Miami. And in Sacramento, we learned the Kings are open to offers for De'Aaron Fox.
He is a player that can take you from a playoff team to a championship contender. Yeah. That's who he is. So when we talk about him, I'm curious to know where he wants to go because it doesn't always work out that way. But I'm very, very curious because if he's got an eye on a very good playoff team with cap space and he believes he can take him over the top, De'Aaron Fox is one of those dudes.
That's ESPN analyst Richard Jefferson. The NBA trade deadline is a week from tomorrow. Speaking of players on the move, we're seeing it in the WNBA. Brittany Griner, free agent agreement in Atlanta with the Dream. Phoenix is acquiring Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. College basketball last night on the men's side, number 12, Kentucky, 78-73 win at Tennessee. Texas A&M, a 7-point win over Oklahoma. Louisville, a 10th straight win, 72-59 over Wake Forest. Pitt gets a key win, beating North Carolina by 8. Notre Dame holds off Georgia Tech. Gonzaga, 38-point rout of Oregon State. On the ice, Capitals win again, but no goals for Alex Ovechkin. On his current pace, he would now pass Wayne Gretzky early next season.
If you love designer brands and you love clearance, then you're going to love this. Macy's is having a huge designer clearance event right now with incredible new designer markdowns on cold weather styles from BCBG, Hugo Boss, Michael Kors, and more. How big are the markdowns? How about Coach boots for $200 or less? So if you're looking for the things you love all in one place, come in and shop the designer clearance event at Macy's today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on annual retirement contributions. With Robinhood Gold, the perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% boost on annual IRA contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Tuesday night basketball scores. Marysville girls fell to Lafayette of St. Joe 50-23 in the Hiawatha Girls Invitational. Troy edged St. Mary's in overtime 43-40, and Hiawatha took Jackson Heights 51-18. In Twin Valley Lake girls action, Hanover beat Diller Odell 61-43. Lynn topped Valley Heights 45-40. Axtell girls fell to Donovan West 45-33. Concordia girls beat Chapman 39-33, Halstead over Abilene 54-37. In boys play, Hanover beat Diller Odell 73-41. Lynn topped Valley Heights 50-43. Axtell boys over Donovan West 65-28. Rock Creek edges Silver Lake 58-57. Concordia took Chapman 78-23. And Abilene over Halstead 68-52. Kansas State men's basketball action, 6 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off live tonight, AM 1570 FM 94.1.
Need reliable tree trimming or removal? Look no further than Synergistic. Whether it's a small trim or a big removal, no job is too big or too small. Give Blake Girdler a call today for your free estimate at 785-268-0629. Synergistic, your trusted name in tree care.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Bargain hunters pushed stocks higher in Tuesday trading after Monday's sell-off spurred by worries over a cheaper AI model from China. The Nasdaq gained back 2%, the S&P nearly 1%, the Dow climbed 137 points. Tesla reports its earnings this afternoon. Shareholders have questions for CEO Elon Musk about his role in the new Trump White House. On an investor forum site, some shareholders expressed concern that Musk is spending too much time on politics, not enough on the electric car company he founded. Federal Reserve managers meet for the first time this year, and at the end of their two-day conference, the Fed is widely expected to keep interest rates where they are. Inflation remains above the target of 2%. Egg prices are not going down anytime soon. One of the largest producers in the country has reported an outbreak of bird flu at one site. The entire flock and the eggs from that location will have to be destroyed. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier as we start off a Wednesday for the middle of the week. Markets opening up in just a little bit. Markets brought to you here on the Mid-America Ag Network by CanEquip, your local Case IH and New Holland dealer across the entire state of Kansas. For more information, locations all over the state and great deals, find them online at CanEquip.com. As we wrapped up yesterday, we saw higher numbers in the grains, higher numbers in the livestock as we saw kind of a rebound from Friday's slow movement. So not a bad day overall on a Tuesday yesterday. Starting off with your corn market, March corn did finish yesterday 3.25 cents higher at 485 1/4. May corn was up 3 3/4 to 496 even a bushel. In the wheat market, March KC wheat was up 7 3/4 cents to 561 even. May KC wheat up 8 pennies at 570 3/4 cents. Mixed in the oats market yesterday, we saw March oats in the red by 1 1/4 cents to 349 even. May oats were up 1 1/4 cents at 356 3/4. Over in the beans, they saw some decent kind of back and forth yesterday, but wrapped up mostly higher. March beans were unchanged at 1045 even a bushel. May was up a penny at 1059 and a half a cent. Soybean meal for March, that was up 80 cents yesterday to 301.60, with the May meal up 80 cents at 310 and 10 cents. And the soybean oil for March up 13 cents at 45.13. May oil was up 19 cents at 45.57. In the canola markets yesterday, mostly higher numbers here as we saw March canola up $9 at $6.39.70. May canola was up $9 as well to $6.48.80. And the cotton market saw a little bit of red yesterday. March cotton was down 29 cents at $66.98. The May cotton was down a quarter, finishing at 68 and 11 cents. So mostly mixed really across the board yesterday for a Tuesday. We'll see what's in store for us when markets open up in just a little bit. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. The Horse Protection Act of 1970 afforded Tennessee walking horses new protections, and in 2025 is being expanded to the entire equine industry. K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McGowan discusses this act's new regulations.
Starting February 1, USDA and their sub-agencies have some new rules that are going to take effect, and these actually came down May 8 of 2024, so we know they've been out there a while, but now we're getting close to the effective date of these rules, and these are the result of some animal activists that are wanting more regulation of the Tennessee walking horse industry and expanding the definition of soaring to encompass as much of the entire horse industry as possible. So now we're starting to move beyond just Tennessee walking horses to all types of horses, and that's despite the compliance rate historically with the Horse Protection Act over 90%. So there's really not much of a problem here, and certainly not the level of problems that would warrant expansion of this beyond just simply Tennessee walking horses.
He explains the new responsibilities this creates for horse event managers.
Under these rules, if they take effect as scheduled on February 1, you're going to have to notify the USDA's APHIS, their Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, at least 30 days before the event, indicating whether you have appointed a USDA horse protection inspector or requested an APHIS veterinary medical officer to conduct inspection. So now you got to have everything inspected. You're going to have to notify USDA that, yeah, you've got qualified people lined up to do that. You have to notify them 30 days before your event. And then any event update has to be provided 15 days in advance, and the managers then would have to report any violations to the regional director of APHIS within 5 days after the event concludes.
McGowan shares what equipment and substances the Horse Protection Act now bans.
The use of action, what are called action devices and pads by Tennessee walking horses and racking horses during competition is prohibited. Now, you can still use weighted shoes and bands. Those are permitted, but action devices and certain types of pads. So they're controlling and eliminating certain types of other devices. And all substances applied to the extremities above the hoof of a Tennessee walking horse or racking horses during competition, those are banned. That includes lubricants, anything you would do to prevent masking of soaring so that it can't be seen. Those substances are banned.
That was K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McGowan on the changes to the Horse Protection Act that come into play February 1st. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. Offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as SmartLick lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
Say goodbye to the dragon and hello to the year of the snake. It's an in-depth look at Lunar New Year on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 29th, the 29th day of the year. Actor Tom Selleck shares a birthday with Olympic swimmer Gretchen Walsh, and Kansas became our 34th state on this day in 1861. The Year of the Snake officially begins today. Legend says it should be an auspicious year for those born in the previous snake year. Those include 1965, 77, 89, 01, and 2013. It's believed that children take on the qualities of the animal associated with their birth year. People born in snake years are said to be rational, calm, thoughtful, and loyal to loved ones. Is it true? You be the judge. Some well-known people born in snake years are Oprah Winfrey, J.K. Rowling, Taylor Swift, Nicholas Sparks, and Tom Brady. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
For large dirt work projects or residential jobs, contact Hayes and Dozer Service of Frankfort. Complete pond building and excavation, field terrace maintenance, entire outbuilding demolition, and dump truck service, Hayes and handles it all. Call Greg today at 785-547-5794. That's 785-547-5794. Now booking spring 2025 projects. Call on Hayes and Dozer Service of Frankfort, where your project meets their expertise.
728 from KNDY and 25 degrees this hour. Highs push past 50 as this mild weather trend continues, likely continuing on well into the weekend.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it was a comeback victory for the Kansas Jayhawks last night as they took on the UCF Knights, where they ended up winning at 91-87. The Jayhawks went into the half down by 2 points against the UFC Knights, 43-41. But the victory put the Jayhawks up to a 15-5 overall season record. It was big nights for Zeke Mayo and Hunter Dickinson, both putting 24 points on the board. Mayo had 9 rebounds and 5 assists. Dickinson had 7 rebounds for the game. The Jayhawks are still ranked at number 11 according to the latest top AP polls and sitting number 5 in the Big 12 Conference with a conference record of 6-3. After last night's victory, they're all set for their Saturday tip-off at 3 p.m. as they head on the road to take on Baylor, followed by a quick turnaround with another game on Monday night at 8 p.m. back at home, taking on the number 3 Iowa State Cyclones. Baylor is going into this weekend's matchup sitting in the middle of the pack for the Big 12 Conference at 13-7 for their overall record.
Marysville Lady Bulldogs fall to Lafayette of St. Joe, tipping off the Hiawatha Girls Invitational Tuesday. Marysville opening as much as a 9-point lead in the first quarter, held an 11-6 advantage at the end of 8. Trailed by 4 points at halftime, but the third and fourth quarters belonged to a young Lafayette team. Going inside to Lena Corriger, she finished high of 18 points overall. Marysville's Lindsay Dressman was the only Bulldog in double figures. Lady Bulldogs were held to just 12 points in the second, third, and fourth quarters, a 50-23 loss to Lafayette, tipping off play Tuesday. Marysville girls back in action, 7:30 tip-off Thursday evening. We'll have it live on KNDY. Tuesday night basketball scores. Marysville girls fell to Lafayette of St. Joe 50-23 in the Hiawatha Girls Invitational. Troy edged St. Mary's in overtime 43-40, and Hiawatha took Jackson Heights 51-18. In Twin Valley Lake girls action, Hanover beat Diller O'Dell 61-43. Lynn topped Valley Heights 45-40. Axtell girls fell to Donovan West 45-33. Concordia girls beat Chapman 39-33, Halstead over Abilene 54-37. In boys' play, Hanover beat Diller O'Dell 73-41. Lynn topped Valley Heights 50-43. Axtell boys over Donovan West 65-28. Rock Creek edges Silver Lake 58-57. Concordia took Chapman 78-23. And Abilene over Halstead 68-52.
All Twin Valley League tournament selections announced. Owen Dieters and Hayden Kramer of Centralia highlight girls' first team selections, along with Anna Juneman of Hanover, Jesse Hoover of Washington, and Sevi Wirtz of Clifton Clyde. Girls' second team selections include Ava Smith of Valley Heights, Josie Haverkamp of Centralia, Marcella Huerta of Lynn, and Donovan West, Brenna Eady, and Katie Johnson. Boys' first team selections include Brandon Smelsley of Axtell, Tanner Bruna of Hanover, Wes Anderson of Frankfort, Duke Timmel of Centralia, and Jack Scotchney of Clifton Clyde, while second team boys' selections include Colin Shaughnessy and Logan Sandman of Axtell, Royce Ekstrom of Valley Heights, Braylon Mine of Hanover, and Brain Brockman of Blue Valley. a full list of both boys and girls first and second team all Twin Valley League tournament teams can be found underneath the sports tab at KNDYradio.com.
KNDY.